Although there is now no indication that the crash of American Airlines Flight 587 was in any way linked to a terrorist attack, New York City was braced for that kind of news. People who had faced so much tragedy in the past 2 months went about their business in a city that was on high alert, with jet fighters in the sky and police barricades blocking many streets. NPR's Margot Adler reports.
Even before the plane crash, New York City had been on the highest possible alert due to this week's meeting of the United Nations General Assembly. After the plane crashed, the three major airports were immediately closed, and the United Nations was partially locked down. The General Assembly continued to meet, but the UN closed its building to pedestrians and vehicles. UN Security Chief Michael McCann opened the building 3 hours later to accredited personnel only. Standing with a group of tourists overlooking the United Nations building at the top of the steps leading down to Dag Hammarskjöld Plaza, police quickly told tourists to move along. Nancy Evanson from Orlando, Florida, came to New York to volunteer as a Christian at Ground Zero. She's scheduled to fly out of LaGuardia tonight and said whatever comes will come. Her faith gives her confidence.
I am not afraid because I know that my life is in his hands and I trust him.
Other city dwellers were going about their business, some like Brian Drennan, who was standing in front of a concrete barricade closing off a street near the United Nations, where a dozen police were standing by, wasn't even aware that anything had happened when asked about the plane crash.
Plane crash this morning. I didn't know of a plane crash this morning.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Other responses, like those of Raji Ijaz and Barbara Trachtenberg, were as diverse as the city itself.
Flying right now? I wouldn't fly. I wouldn't jump on a plane. I may take the train. I may drive. I wouldn't fly.
I've had it. New York has been the most wonderful city, but every day there's another problem. People dying, things happening. I'm supposed to fly out to California for a joyous occasion on Saturday morning. I'm going, but I'm scared.
Very few of those questioned ascribed the crash to terrorism. Most believed, even early in the day, that it was some form of malfunction. And New Yorkers who were not near the crash site seemed to take things in stride. They were very much like New York's Mayor Rudolph Giuliani at the several news conferences he spoke at today, reassuring New Yorkers and, as he has done for the past 2 months, urging them to continue their normal lives.
The city has to keep going forward. The people of this city are the bravest, the strongest, the most determined. We're going to keep moving forward, and we're going to help the people that were injured. We're going to help the people that have had losses. The president, when I spoke to him, said New York City is really being tested. And I said, that's correct, it is, and New York City will pass the test.
At present, LaGuardia and Newark airports closed for hours today have reopened. Kennedy Airport is partially open for landings only. Outgoing flights may resume this evening. Many international flights were diverted to other cities, and federal officials briefly considered a nationwide airport shutdown but decided against it. Since September 11th, NORAD jet fighters have been flying combat patrols over the city, prepared to engage any hijacked airliners, but no additional fighters were dispatched to New York City today, although you could hear the fighters overhead. The Empire State Building was evacuated. Bridges and tunnels were closed to incoming traffic, but they are now again open. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.